Good morning. Welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Mayor DeZien Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's definitely early and a little earlier than I'm normally used to on a Monday morning, but I'm ready to roll. You got some Medicare open enrollment we talked about last week, or last time you were on. So we'll get right into this next one.
Yes, so 'tis the season. Folks will get to hear me talk a lot about Medicare over the next few weeks. And I wanted to talk today a little bit about Medicare open enrollment with regards to Medicare Advantage plans. Last time we talked about the standalone prescription drug coverage. Medicare Advantage plans work a little bit different. Just like our drug plans, during open enrollment from October 15th through December 7th, you can compare and change your Medicare Advantage plan if you choose to do so. You have a couple of things that you need to take into consideration. First of all, reviewing prescription drug coverage. That's one of the most important things to look at when you're comparing your Medicare Advantage plans. Just like with a standalone prescription drug plan, Medicare Advantage plan prescription coverage does change from year to year, so it is very important to take a look at it. The other thing that you want to do each year with a Medicare Advantage plan is to just verify that your doctors and the facilities that you prefer to go to, such as the hospitals you prefer, make sure that they're still accepting your insurance and will accept it in 2025. So our office, as folks know, serves Miami and Linn counties, and when we look at the Medicare Advantage plans that are out there this year, just like the standalone drug plans, we're seeing a decrease in the number of Medicare Advantage plans that are available. In Miami County this year, there are 29 plans. That's down from last year by a few plans. In Linn County, it's the same. We've seen a small decrease, but there are still 23 Medicare Advantage plans in Linn County. So we do have a wide range of plans to look at, but we have to be certain when we're looking at a plan that it has prescription drug coverage as part of it. So in Miami County, for example, we've got 29 Medicare Advantage plans that are available, but only 22 of those have prescription drug coverage. So it's very important that you make sure when you're choosing a plan that it's got the drug coverage. In Linn County, only 17 of the 23 plans have the coverage as well. So you're looking at a significant difference in the plans available compared to those that do have the drug coverage. Now, when we look at Medicare Advantage plan drug coverage, all of the new changes that I talked about last time that affect Medicare prescription drug coverage also affect the prescription drug coverage on Medicare Advantage plans. So that's across the board prescription drug coverage. So we've got the elimination of the donut hole as well, so there's no longer a coverage gap for your prescription drug coverage. There is an out-of-pocket maximum cap of $2,000 on drug coverage through the Medicare Advantage plans as well, so just like our standalone plans. For folks who missed the talk last time, what this means is that you will pay no more than $2,000 out-of-pocket for the entire year. So if you're someone who's got higher drug costs, this out-of-pocket cap is definitely going to help you. And then another option this year that they've added for 2025 is you have a prescription drug payment plan where you can spread out the cost of your medications over the year. And we've got a lot of information that's available through our office on those three major changes. So there again, lots to celebrate for prescription drug coverage, even though it can be kind of a frustrating thing every year when we look at it. So just a reminder, plans change each year, premiums can change, drugs covered on your plan can change, your drug copays can change, pharmacy choices can change, and your deductibles can change. So these are all reasons why you want to take a look at your drug coverage and make sure it's still going to be the best option for you next year as part of your Medicare Advantage plan. I will tell you from reviewing the Advantage plans in Miami and Linn County, probably the most significant change that I have seen related to the drug coverage on the plans is there is a much larger percentage for 2025 for Medicare Advantage plans that now have deductibles for your drug coverage. So on average in Miami and Linn County last year, only about 25% of the Medicare Advantage plans had a deductible for your prescription drug coverage. When we look at the numbers for the 2025 plans, about 75% of Medicare Advantage plans in Miami and Linn County will have deductibles for drug coverage next year. And those deductibles could be as high as $590. But it's important to know that not all of our medicines count towards our deductible. For example, if I'm on a low-cost generic drug, most of the time, your deductible doesn't even apply. Just starting out, it's going to be a low dollar, and it's going to stay that way throughout the year. But these are another important reason why we need to review the drug coverage each year. If you don't take a look at it, all of a sudden you've got a deductible that's coming out of nowhere in January, and you'll be kind of caught off guard. So very important to review coverage. The other thing that we're seeing in Medicare Advantage plans is we do have some Medicare Advantage plans that are leaving Miami and Linn County, which gives you a special enrollment window. If you are one of those individuals who's gotten a letter saying that your plan is no longer going to serve your area, if you're in Miami County or Linn County, please give me a call at my office, 913-294-4306, and I can give you some information. If you need help comparing Advantage plans or your standalone prescription drug plans, we're available to do that throughout Miami and Linn County, our offices in Paola and Mound City, as well as some remote locations. All of this information can be found on our website at www.meritazine.kstate.edu, or you can give us a call at our office, 913-294-4306.
Another week of very important information. Tune in tomorrow at 6:40 for Meritazine Extended District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.